Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Wednesday edition as we blast out on the AM and FM dial, simulcast on global shortwave, and, of course, the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Coming up in the next hour, we have a lady coming on who lost a loved one in Vietnam, and our own government's documents and witnesses admit that he was alive until the 80s, and that he died in a slave labor camp, and our government and John McCain has been fighting to cover it up. But really, as horrible as that is, it's par for the course. Our government admittedly let the Russians have over 20,000 U.S. soldiers, U.S. servicemen that were in German detention camps, let them have them and didn't even say a word, and they were used for medical experiments on the Kamchatka Peninsula and many other areas. That's your government. And that is declassified and publicly admitted. So next time you're loving the government and licking their boots and worshiping them, remember, they take, in World War II, they were already that evil. 20,000 plus, it was around 24,000 troops total, U.S. troops, several thousand British as well, and just sayonara, Stalin wants you, Stalin gets you. I mean, what do you expect? They'd already given much of Eastern Europe and other areas, Central Europe, to Stalin, Mr. Steele, so he could conduct extermination operations. After all, he was a globalist stoolie, a globalist minion, a globalist bank-robbing thug enforcer who helped bring their boy Vladimir Lenin to power. So it's the same thing over and over and over again. So just remember how much they hate you. It's like that story we covered that was in major Jewish newspapers a few months ago. Just take 110,000, I kept reporting 100,000, I'm sorry, it was actually over 110,000, and radiating them, many dying on the spot, many others dying years later. Just testing on little five-year-olds over a 10-year period in conjunction with our government paying for it. You think you're safe when we got governments that will radiate little children? Everybody's freaking out over Israel saying, we'll shoot three-year-olds if they're in a security area. We'll shoot small children. We'll unload machine guns into them. And because they're not even, you know, even human. They don't even have any rights. They're terrorists, supposedly. Well, I mean, they'll do that to their own children, folks. Our own government will do that to us. The Germans did it to their children. The Russians do it. This is what governments do. And they're totally out of control. Oh, but Saddam Hussein is evil because we claim he had rape rooms. But then our government sets up rape rooms, and it's defended by all the same neocons that decried the hypothetical rape rooms before. Okay, there's a lot of news here, a lot of serious, weighty news today. In 30 minutes, I have a gentleman joining us who came on briefly yesterday, and he's got photos and videos now that we're going to be getting on the web here in the next few days. And I called the school, and they're not denying it, and they're not even returning phone calls, but we have talked to them. They go, well, there are some troops here, but they're just helping. And the troops are there to make sure the kids behave themselves. Just troops at a middle school, Zachary Middle School down in San Antonio. And so our guest will be joining us just for about 10 minutes or so at the bottom of this hour, and then in the next hour, the poor lady concerning her loved one. And our government just, you know, could care less about it. And she's dug up a lot on Senator McCain, who really wasn't in those slave camps most of the time. He was traveling around lavishly in Eastern Europe enjoying himself. Always been a good agent of the globalist via the Moscow route. So a little expose of Lord McCain. I'm sure some of you will become very angry about that. That's coming up today as well. Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
About 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by Elijah Romo, and he's down in San Antonio, of course, a father and family man, went to the Zachary Middle School by 1604 and Culebra down in San Antonio, and there were troops in camouflage marching around. Today, they're in Desert Storm-style battle fatigues with their walkie-talkies reporting, walking children across the street. And he called in and told us about it yesterday. We've since called the school and confirmed that that's going on, but they won't give us any comment on it. There's just troops there for some reason. And these schools are already being turned into prisons. And now they're going to have the new Freedom Initiative with forced psychological testing and forced psychological drugging with using the diagnosis off of guidelines written up by the drug companies themselves, and their own memos are now public, where they brag, hey, we'll go from 10% of the kids on our drugs to half of them. It's going to be big business. No discussion about helping them like you hear. And so these are literally mind control facilities. And how creepy is that? There's troops marching around and... Mr. Romo talked to some people at the school before they clammed up, and they told him, they said, oh, they're here for security. We've had some rowdy kids. So the message is, it's not just enough to have cops on the schools and frisking everyone and ID cards and fences and locking doors and being sealed in like prisoners. and being questioned. That's not enough now. Now the troops need to do it. And all over the country, from Missouri to Texas to Pensacola, Florida, we have had troops come in and do urban warfare drills. We've had troops come in and announce, 1998, Pensacola, Florida, this is martial law. Get down on the floor. We're taking over. Screaming at them with M16s pointed at them, obviously unloaded, at least the press report said, but the kids were crying. And then at the end they said, Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like. Now that's a quote from the Pensacola News Journal. In fact, we copied the story. It's still on Infowars.com. And we've seen this all over. It's mass mind control, mass conditioning. And, of course, I reported on this 3.5 years ago in my film 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, still one of the definitive works out there, that government documents, training manuals, FEMA actually giving the training as well, that all Christians are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists, homeschoolers are terrorists. And then, lo and behold, it comes out in the AP. Remember, early last year, almost 2 years ago now, people didn't want to believe me. They didn't want to believe those documents. I even got emails and claims that those were fake FEMA people and fake rooms full of police officers. You know, the cameras at the back of the room, there's a room full of cops. And I just hired all these fake people. It's like I've been accused in Urban Warrior of having the Coronado, a battle carrier ship, almost the size of an aircraft carrier, the next class down, and dozens of helicopters and hovercrafts and thousands of troops. I hired them all because people saw the role players saying, I'm an American, please no, not the camp, and Americans being interrogated about where their guns were, and people just shut off. They just couldn't, no, it's just not real. He hired that battle cruisers, those, you know, 10 hovercraft and warrior fighting vehicles rolling around in Oakland. It's all fake. That would cost at least, by the way, I've asked a Hollywood director that I know how much that would cost, $50 million conservatively. But you know what? You don't have to believe me that I got all this footage. People would just go to the Marine Corps' own website, Urban Warrior 99, and just go look at photos that match the video I shot. Doesn't matter. Literally, I've probably gotten 100 emails, 20 calls on air, people on the street saying, that's fake, man. It's fake. Just like Pensacola. This is martial law. Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like. Was it Hobbs Middle School? I still remember that. It's just not true. It's just not real. Well, down at this middle school, and they won't really answer our questions, just yes, there's some troops here helping. There is military stomping around. And look, I personally have gotten footage, and I've been sent footage by listeners in San Antonio. Before 9/11, you'd go down to Fiesta in downtown San Antonio, and there'd just be MPs from the Air Force. The big Air Force town would just walk up, and you'd see your ID, please. Well, why are you here? We're just here to help, sir. You get that? And they have Mardi Gras, and I have the newscast of this. I aired it a few months ago, put it on the weekly TV report. A lot of you have a chance to see it at PrisonPlanet.tv. But they had National Guard and regular army out in Galveston for the Mardi Gras. And it shows troops with batons marching and bugging their eyes out at revelers and just stomping around and leading the parades. It's just acclimation. It's Red Dawn in slow motion. And how many people, Ron Paul, the congressman, Paul Craig Roberts, high-level Reagan official, number two at the Treasury, editor of the Wall Street Journal, was saying this last week. I mean, there's countless prominent people that we've had on. If I went through all of them, it'd take hours, who've been saying, yes, it's true, yes, it's happening. Tommy Frank says, yeah, one more attack, we go to martial law. We set aside the Constitution. Well, the Constitution is America. The Bill of Rights is America. So I'm sorry this is scary. I'm sorry this is out of control, but it's real. It's going on. We're in the real world now, boys and girls. We're not in Kansas anymore. You know, we're in deep trouble. But we're going to have Elijah Romo on because he has a lot of courage, and we appreciate him for, you know, getting involved and getting some video, taking some photos. He says he's going to get even more today. But when he went up to him and talked to him later, they said, yeah, you're not the first person here that's been complaining. See, I mean, this is body snatcher weird. This is Twilight Zone Outer Limits weird. You know, you show up, why are troops here? Don't need help. What's wrong with you? The troops are here now. Just, again, it's like Russia. And it's all incremental. It's incrementally happening. They had Marines dressed up in police uniforms 17 years ago that we have confirmed from the documents, from the photos, from the individuals that did it. And how do we know this? The fella then became a police officer, then became a computer company owner. You know, he's middle class. He's driving up I-35. This is even before 9/11. And there's just suddenly troops out, army troops out, helping the police run a random checkpoint. And he gets pulled over by him, and they start questioning him, and he just blows up. He gets mad. He's out jogging in his middle-class neighborhood, and the cop pulls up and asks him what he's doing. You know, he's a former Marine officer, a former cop, computer company owner, very successful. And he's just sick of it. He showed me photos, documents, all of it. We put it in Road to Tyranny. Couldn't put a lot of the documents in it, or you'd know exactly who he was. But he just said, look, I'm sick of it. I'm not putting up with it anymore. This is out of control. He's being pulled over by troops. Do you understand? Troops! Troops! And back in the late 80s, and I've interviewed others, by the way, Virginia was the big hotspot for this then, a big testing ground. They would go kick down gun dealers' homes and BATF raids with U.S. Marines dressed up like police, wearing, you know, jackets that said police. I mean, this is going on everywhere. It's like the former SWAT team commander, Lieutenant Beck, here in Austin, laughed at me about Delta Force. And I said, look, they'll be coming to town. They'll ask you to do covert operations with them. And he's like, I was a Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam. We're not about to put up with that. That's illegal, Alex. That's just ridiculous. About 6 months later, hey, you want to go up to my office? Look here, here's this card. I can't let you have it. But yeah, everything you said is true. I said no. He was fired a few months later. Now they got some boys that are willing to wear the black uniform and swagger about. Yeah, we're willing to put a knife to the soft flesh of America's throat and draw it across the arteries as long as we get to wear fancy uniforms. And I'm not saying they're all bad. I have knowledge that they're now been doing that stuff. But I guess it's, well, we just got to do it or we lose our jobs. Besides terrorism, hell, 9/11 happened. Things got to change now, man. So this is the reality, and we'll be talking to Elijah Romo coming up here in just a few minutes. And then there's this article. This is out of the Statesman yesterday. Park police bust unlicensed student boxing matches. Meanwhile, Mexican troops are engaging in car bombings here in Texas. It's not in the news. It's not really allowed to be in the news. Somebody forgot the first rule of Fight Club. Do not talk about Fight Club. Do not promote Fight Club. Do not build a website with scheduled bouts and videos of Fight Club. And do not let Austin Park police find out about Fight Club. Well, it isn't Fight Club without bare knuckles. It's big 16-ounce gloves that will exhaust you just throwing them. I mean, even back when I was a kid, which wasn't that long ago, there was always some kid in the neighborhood whose dad had a boxing rink in the ring in the backyard, and we'd go put gloves on and bash each other in the face with it. Can you imagine neighbors calling the police? And I went and watched some of these videos online. It's been on the news. Very tame stuff. I mean, you got skinny frat boys in Westlake in a park. They hadn't been hiding it because it wasn't Fight Club. They were trying to act like it was some, ooh, dirty, bad, you know, wild, ultimate fighting. No, it was just kids getting together and having some sporting fun. Hey, you're supposed to be watching your Xbox and TV. You're supposed to be snorting cocaine. You're not supposed to be boxing. My dad used to go over to his friend's house and they'd box people in the golden gloves. I mean, it's just kids with boxing gloves. But now the state's saying, we may shut down the dojos. We may not allow any more sparring. We're not going to let anybody do anything unless there's a doctor present and unless there's going to be some heavy taxes to pay. You got to have a license. And they've arrested them and they're charging them and they're doing it all. And you know what? Almost every school in the U.S. has banned dodgeball. Little soft rubber balls, we would beg to play it. They've banned tag. And yes, I have reports. Children sneak off behind the school and play it when they're not allowed to. They're being arrested by the police, by the prison police. You're not even allowed to get energetic now. You're not allowed to let your blood flow. Just take your Prozac, scum.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nattokinase is a powerful enzyme that supports healthy blood flow. The enzyme is isolated from a traditional Japanese food called natto, which has been eaten in Japan for over 2,000 years for cardiovascular health. Dr. Martin Milner, MD, professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, says, "In all my years of research as a professor of cardiovascular and pulmonary medicine, nattokinase represents the most exciting new development in supporting cardiovascular health." Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, says the first patient we asked to try it had a rapid and dramatic response. Allergy Research Group uses only the gold standard nattokinase, which is the only form endorsed by Dr. Sumi, the discoverer of nattokinase, and Dr. Ralph Halsworth, the leading nattokinase researcher in the U.S. Nattokinase can be found by visiting allergyresearchgroup.com or NUTRIMedical.com or by calling 1-800-545-9960.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on the
Let me just finish up my comments on the situation with the evil high schoolers boxing, having a boxing club out in a public park in front of everyone. They weren't hiding it. It isn't like Tyler Durden in the Fight Club. This was just simply people out having some fun. And the police, depending on what report you read, sent in between 20 and 15 officers. They hid out, they staked out, they took photos, They rushed out of the woods, heavily armed, aiming guns at people. And the police said, well, no, we just had our hands on our guns, and there were only 10 or 15 of us, not 20-something. Regardless, it's insane. It just shows how they cringe and cower in fear of everything. Folks, all over the nation, dodgeball is banned in most school districts. We would beg to play it. The girls would beg to play it. The nerds would beg to play it. It was fun. You sit there and throw these soft rubber balls at each other and try to dodge them. No one disliked it. But no, it's hateful and mean, and some kids don't like it, so we're banning it. And now don't play tag either. It's aggressive. But go play video games where you simulate millions of murders every year. Go do that. Again, just craziness. And there have been reports all over the country of where during lunch the middle schoolers will, run out behind the baseball fields or wherever and pull out of their own backpack their own dodgeball. Come on, let's do it. Let's play it up. They turn around and drawing down on them is the local school cop with his taser. Get on the ground. That's assault. You're not allowed to play that. I'm charging you. Literally. And it's in the news. There was a vicious assault with a rubber ball. They were back there and they were doing it. They were doing it. Meanwhile, rocket attacks, machine gun attacks, hundreds dead, car bombings, and it's not in the newspaper because it's not supposed to be, and the cops all feel good and feel safe. But they tell them, oh, there's some kids out there with 16-ounce gloves. I mean, those are the big ones, folks. You want to see the video of this. I mean, just little skinny yuppies, trendies. Trendy or yuppie, that's totally opposite. But really at the same time, the same thing. That's not the term I meant to use, though. Preppies, there we go. Just wildly swinging at each other with no technique. That's what life's all about. That's what you're supposed to be doing, is wrestling and boxing and rock climbing when you're young. That's what you're supposed to be out swimming in the river and jumping off railroad trestles and trading punches. I mean, that's how you develop into manhood, is through sports and through activities and athletics. But no. We're going to have a big sting. Roger, move in. We've got the perps. Meanwhile, I can drive 5 miles and buy crack cocaine right now. Crack dealers lining the streets. Cops driving right past them. You know, if I had time, that's the kind of stuff I'd do. I'd go rent a van, white van, tinted windows. I'd mount a camera on the top, take an hour, and I would just go park in East Austin, and I would show cop cars driving right past people selling rock cocaine. But because I've seen it personally 50 times, more than that, every time I drive down those streets to go to the Access TV station, it's just constant. But that's illegal aliens committing felonies are just everywhere. No problem. But you get some kids out there simply boxing. People get in a square. They have a great time. It's fun. Nope. So, now, see, I've just spent 5 minutes on this. It's just that, you don't believe me. Just type dodgeball banned in district, or type in tag banned in district, or students charged for playing dodgeball, and you will get articles right now. Do it. Find out what we're becoming. We can have people on rock radio saying torture and kill people and murder's good and torture's good and let's do all these horrible things. All that bizarreness is A-okay, but don't you play dodgeball. I mean, we're really a sick society. Totally and completely sick. Meanwhile, the government is pushing drugs that admittedly liquefy the brain and admittedly pockmark the liver and other organs and burn out your kidneys. They're just pushing it. Methamphetamine, it's Ritalin. Psychotropics, hallucinogenic derivatives, and complex molecular structured brain-bending drugs. Just tens of millions on it. Gobbling it up with pleasure. That's okay, but you don't go box and you don't go play dodgeball. All right, we'll be right back with troops in the schools.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Elijah Romo, a father who tried to go pick his child up at school yesterday at the local middle school and had to go through the troops. That's right. And they're just here because the kid's been misbehaving. You got a problem with it, boy? It's the new America. Get used to it. I mean, this is, it's just creeping death, creeping tyranny right in front of you. So bizarre. And folks, there's so much of this happening, I can't even track it all. I can't even cover it all. I can't even talk about it all. And they're putting stuff in our air. They're putting stuff in our water. They're manipulating us. It's blasphemous. They see us as cattle. They see us as slaves. But I know this. People are waking up. People are taking control of their lives. And it's exciting. So we'll talk to Elijah Romo here in just a second. For the next 3 minutes or so, though, I'm honored to be joined by Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts, the Made in America Birkfeld water filters. They also have Made in Britain, if you prefer those. They're both excellent. Though the Made in America, according to university studies, is even better, a new standard below detectable levels. There's just nothing in it after it goes through it. And they're about $100 less than Chinese and Indian knockoffs, literally. And I bought Big Berkey before I ever even had them as a sponsor, though they've been sponsors now for, I guess, about 4 years, 4.5, 5 years, actually. Debbie, tell us about some of the Christmas holiday, maybe politically correct, Xmas specials. I'm being sarcastic, folks. Tell us about some of the specials, Debbie.
I have things. We have We want to encourage people to buy these as holiday gifts instead of, you know, going out and buying a bunch of junk that nobody will use hardly. And so what we're doing is we're making it available that if you buy four of the Berkey lights without the lights for $199 each, you can get seven Berkey Sport bottles, which are the not the generic labeled, but the actual Berkey Sport bottles for $39 each. You get those for free. Or you can get four of the Royal Berkeys, which are the stainless steel two-filter black filter systems that hold 3 1/4 gallons. And you can get four of those for $260 apiece and get 10 free Berkey Sport bottles. So it's a really great deal because not only do you get the gifts that you're going to give as far as the Berkey lights, but you get the sport bottles that you can give as trade gifts.
Now, what about people? What about people who aren't David Rockefeller and and can't afford that many of the units, which is a great gift to give people? Tell us about some of the other specials.
Okay. If they can't, if they don't want to do the whole big thing like that, then you can get the four generic labeled Berkey sport bottles. I'm sorry, five generic labels for that Berkey sport bottles for $99, or you can get 12 for $199, and those make great trade gifts. And also, you can get the Berkey Light. Let's say you just get a Berkey Light by itself, you can get one free generic labeled sport bottle.
Now, let's be clear: generic labeled. I mean, there really is no difference. It's the exact same filter.
Exactly. The only thing is, it doesn't have the writing on it. And some
I've just got to have that writing.
Well, some people want the writing to give as a gift, make it look real nice, whereas other ones don't care and it's just plain blank,
Oh, no,
it's the same bottle and it's the same filter and everything. And they're so great to take places. The sport bottles, they're just a wonderful thing to take with you all the time on the go.
Well, they really are because they do 630 refills of tap water, cutting out the garbage and making it taste good and be a lot healthier. It does what? 160
of pond or lake water.
So, folks, I mean, this is a little sports bottle with a powerful filtration element in it. Like, I've been camping and hunting before years ago, before I knew about you guys, and bought these things for $25, $35. Little bitty element, about an inch thick. The element in the Berkey type that you guys produce, I mean, it's like four times that size. It's like 3 or 4 inches tall.
Yes.
And, I mean, this is a big element in there, in the sports bottle. It's so important to have these and to really stop drinking the poisons that are in the water, and that's a big way to take control of your life, and it makes a great gift. And, of course, if I just want one of the Berkey lights without the lighting system, real easy to put together, that's $199. I still get a free gift for that. Also, what if I want the stainless steel black Berkey system?
If you want the stainless steel systems, we have four models available. And you get two of the Berkey Sport bottles with each one. And I'll go over it with people when they call in because there are so many wonderful free gifts that we make available to people.
And there are a bunch of different specials going right now. This is Made in America, supports freedom, helps us get the word out. And if you just can't find a better deal than simply getting it from New Millennium Concepts, give Debbie a call right now, folks, 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or simply go online at berkeywater.com and tell them it's an Alex Jones special, and in the comment section, tell them what free gift you want, whether it's a Sheltering in Place DVD or a sports bottle or potassium iodate, or there's a bunch of other great free gifts. That's berkeywater.com, where you get the exact same specials and information in order at infowars.com. That number, again, in case you missed it, 888-803-4438. And if you're calling tonight, just leave your name and number twice. And Debbie will call you back tomorrow if you're listening to the show at night. You can simply do that. Debbie, always good to hear from you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Take care, Debbie. She's had, I guess, kind of laryngitis the last few weeks, and it's good to hear her getting better. That stuff is really nasty. I almost get that sometimes with these allergies out here, all these wonderful little allergies floating around. But we can control what's in our water, and we should. So 888-803-4438. Okay, I appreciate folks holding through that, but it is very important sponsor, and one of those rare American companies actually manufacturing and selling something here, and they support freedom, and it's a great product. Now, we're going to go to Elijah Romo, and we're honored to have Elijah on with us, and he's gotten some photos and some video that we're going to be getting up in the next few days and getting a story out today, a little blurb out on this today, and then a more lengthy story to give us enough time by next week with the photos and the video. And Elijah Romo went to pick up his children there at the Zachary Middle School at by 1604 in Calibra. And Elijah, just start at the beginning and then move through what has now happened subsequently, sir, please.
Well, I want to make a correction. My kids don't go to that school, but I passed by that school. I live about 2 miles.
Okay, I was confused
there.
Then. I was confused by that.
Well, after I was coming back from dropping my kids off to school.
Can you guys boost him for me? His audio is low. I'm really sorry, Elijah. Go ahead.
Okay. What was the question again, though?
Well, I mean, let's just start at the beginning. I remember yesterday you called in as a caller and you talked about being over there and something to do with your kids. That's how I got confused. But, I mean, just go back. You're driving by. What do you see? What happens? You called them. You went over there. You know, go through the chain of events for us, Elijah.
Okay, as I was driving back from dropping off my son from school, and as I was going on a four-way stop, I saw men dressed in military fatigues.
You know, see, that's where I got confused. Yesterday you said I was driving to the school to drop him off, so it was a school, down the street. That's how I got confused.
Okay.
But it's a small side issue. Please continue. So you're driving along, you see men in military fatigues.
And then as I turned the corner, I decided to go inside the campus, outside the campus, and I saw a campus police officer, and I asked him, you know, what was going on, and then I guess he was already expecting, you know, he was already anticipating what I was going to say, and then he says, oh, okay, you know, you're not the first one. we just hired these people because of the fact that the principal felt that there was a lot of disturbance with the students outside, and so they decided to hire these people to act as crossing guards.
So just out in the open, we need to call in troops because the kids have not been behaving. Only troops. See, troops fix everything. If you get a broken sink, call troops. If you get cancer, call troops. If you need a ride to the airport, call the troops. Troops, troops everywhere. Please continue, Elijah, because you began to dig into what was really going on.
Well, when I decided to, when I went back home and I decided to call the school, and at the school, they said that that they're volunteers, not to worry about anything. That they're volunteers, and that they're devoting their time and so forth. But you know, I'm thinking, you know, you read in the paper or you see in the TV that, you know, you got these reserves and that they're, you know, we're depleted in resources and troops, and then you have them as crossing guards. And the Northside School District, I mean, they got plenty of volunteers. If you ask for volunteers, people are just willing to volunteer. And,
well, right here in front of my office every day, there's a nice retired Hispanic gentleman. He wears his old military cap, his veteran's cap, and he's out there helping the kids cross the street every day. I mean, there's plenty of people that want to volunteer. That's total balderdash that we need troops to do it. But notice you get from the security guard that, because we've had some disturbances. Now, what did you hear from the school when you talked to them?
Well, they told me not to be alarmed, that this was something that they wanted to try something different. And that the principal, if I'm correct, this is the name that they gave me, Ms. Martinez, that she thought that with these type of people that they could get a little bit more respect from them.
Ah, the troops will intimidate and get the children in line.
Yes. And as I was, you know, taking pictures and I took a disposable camera and also a camcorder, and one of the campus police officers, that's why I got a little bit nervous, because as he was approaching me, he was looking at what I was doing, and I was afraid that he was going to confiscate my my camera and...
Were you on the school grounds?
I was in three different locations on the school. And the third one was on the... to get a better angle.
Well, look, you have great courage, sir, but let me just give you the background. I've done this a lot with cameras. If you act like you're the boss... most of these minions, then you are the boss. If you do act with a little bit of trepidation, they take that as some type of dominance thing, that it's then their right to dominate you. But okay, so she's walking up. You're a little bit intimidated by it. What happens next?
Well, I just pretended that I was doing some kind of a report, and I had a little clipboard. And
well, you're not pretending, sir. You're reporting for us.
And, well, you know, I was a little bit nervous, and this is the first time I do that.
I mean, I'd ask you yesterday on air to go get footage for it, to be our reporter. You did do that.
Yes, yes. And it's just, you know, I got a little bit nervous, you know.
Well, what did her lordship say to you?
Excuse me?
What did the campus prison officer, what did the prison guard say to you?
Well, he just looked at what I had, and he says, what are you doing? And I just said that I was doing a report.
Oh, so it was a he. It was a he. Okay.
It was a he. Yes. And he just paused for a little while and just decided to take off.
Did you ask them? Well, good. See, you intimidated them. Did you, might have been a nice person, did you ask them any questions? Hey, why are the troops here on camera?
Well, I asked them in the morning, the very first time in the morning I asked them, because I came back in the afternoon. But in the morning was when I didn't have anything, when I didn't have the camera.
Now, let's make clear, though. I believe you said on air yesterday, or it might have been on the cell phone when we were talking after the show, didn't the jail guard, they're not really campus cops, didn't the prison guard or the prison social worker training the children how to be prisoners, didn't the prison inductee individual, didn't they tell you that they, oh, yeah, we've already heard people complain about the troops?
Well, yes, it's like they were already anticipating what I was going to say because they were already talking to somebody that was probably a concerned parent.
What specifically? I know you're going from memory. What specifically did the prison guard say?
Well, they gave me two different stories. The campus police officer told me that they had hired them from the... she had gotten approval from the district, and but when I called, when I got home, they said that they didn't hire them, that they were volunteers.
Well,
so I'm getting two different stories.
Well, Mr. Romo, let me just, I mean, I know you've been a listener, and you've also seen my films, so you're pretty much up to speed, but San Antonio is one of their main testing grounds at least 5 years ago. In fact, I think it was longer. No, it was back in 2000. We got footage, first from a listener, then we went down there and got it, which I put on TV. It's never been in a film. We got so much of this. But it's been on here locally. They had MPs coming up asking us questions. They were checking everyone's ID just walking down the street. It was really bizarre, and this is all part of a mass conditioning program. But I want to get your take. What do you think all this is about?
Well, I actually have an article from the Edgewood School District. They were doing some terrorism exercises with campus police, with the military, and some other government agency.
This is new. You see, I'm running on at the mouth. Is this tied into what you saw yesterday, or is this something else you've now discovered?
It's something else that I discovered.
Oh,
I actually have it on an article that came out in the San Antonio Express News.
When did that come out in the Express News?
Probably during the summer. It came out in the summer, but it had...
What was the headline on it?
I would have to get the article on.
Sure. What did they specifically say, though?
Well, it was for terrorism. It was for terrorism, and what they were using was... I'm familiar with the Edgewood School District. It's a poor district, and they used... the poverty districts to do all these terrorism exercises. And they were also using the portable buildings that they use, the portable, to do some, you know, that scenario where somebody comes and brings a gun and they do lockdown. And
was the military involved?
Yes.
Total, Total violation of federal law. Totally criminal. Now, I'm sure you're aware that Ali Philippus, your old police chief, threw Delta Force out in 99 for trying to bribe him. That was in the San Antonio Express News, and we went down and interviewed him. Were you aware of that?
Yes, I actually have the article. I have the article with me.
So this, see how this creeping death works, folks? It just continually gets worse and worse. And, oh, the troops are here to make the kids behave. Oh, the troops are here to fight terrorism. Oh, the troops are here. Oh, the Delta Force is here. Oh, the... Just over and over, and then magically the terrorism appears right on time. And
and I'm not too sure if you're familiar with the National Security Agency. They relocated here to San Antonio.
The NSA?
Yes.
I know they have a major node down there. They have a nice front company here in Austin, too. They got some offices right down off First Street. Yeah, we know where you're at, boys. You're not going to destroy America. We stand against you. Tell you what, stay there, Mr. Romo. Come back. I want to do one more segment with you, please. I know you're busy and got to get back to work. But I want to talk about this some more on the other side. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Coming up about 30 minutes in the next hour, and then we'll have open phones for the balance of the broadcast. A whole stack, as usual, of just incredible news are in front of me, internationally, nationally, more evidence of government-sponsored terror. Clearly now, the evidence, of the preponderance of the evidence, points directly at Western intelligence involvement in the bombings over in Jordan last week. We'll get into that. and so much more. We're talking to Elijah Romo, who was dropping off his son to school down the street from the Zachary Middle School, and he drove by and saw troops out there. Now, you said you saw more troops out there today, correct, sir?
Yes. Yes. There were, I don't know if they were changing from the people that were outside with the people that were inside the building. So it's kind of hard to get closer with the campus police and stuff like that.
Well, this is just like drug pushers targeting children with cocaine and heroin. I mean, Hitler targeted children. They're trying to move in a controlled environment where the parents are shut out. Notice the schools all over the country won't let you in now, or you got a thumb scan to get in, or there's fences and it's all secretive, and there's counselors pushing drugs and school district psychiatrists walking around with stethoscopes. You know, it's just all real scary and spooky, and now troops marching around and... What's that man out there doing with that camera? And you call the schools up, and, well, there are some troops here, but we just can't talk about it. Thank you. Click. You know, this isn't what America's supposed to be. Meanwhile, the border's wide open. You know, we got to keep you safe from terrorism, but the border's wide open. Again, none of it adds up. Anything else you'd like to add, Elijah, about what's happening?
Yes, what I did like to add was that I contacted a couple of TV stations and... WOAI, which is a major radio station here in San Antonio, and nobody was interested, and I was kind of surprised because, you know, I might be wrong, but what does the military have to do with, you know, being with in the public school setting, you know?
Well, they passed a law that they're allowed to aggressively recruit inside the classrooms at Point Blank Range, but this isn't even that. We know what that was really about. It's about policing. Look, they have to wear Army of One ID tags around their necks at several major schools here in Austin. We've done TV reports on it. The kids walk around with Army of One necklaces, almost an inch wide lanyards. And it's just all conditioning. It's all conditioning. What did the troops do when they saw you out there with a camera?
Well, the fact that they couldn't leave their area, that was to my advantage because I knew that... I was in a certain amount of distance to where I wasn't too close to them, to where they wouldn't confront me, but...
You know, I've been detained in San Antonio and had regular Army take the tape out of Mike Hansen's camera, and they had guns, by the way, folks. I mean, and that was back in 1999, because I was down there with the police chief and others exposing him. I mean, this is what America has come down to. And it's just, it's despicable. What was it like, you know, watching the videos, knowing about the New World Order, Elijah, and then actually seeing it yourself?
Well, the thing about it is that it's something that people are denying it, but I've been to Transguide. I'm not too sure if they're familiar where that is located, but that's in the, right there for the 410, I-10 interchanges, and... I've been in there, and they have the military, they have the fire department, they have police department, they have TxDOT, and it's like a command center.
Every major city has a command center with the Central Intelligence Agency over it, merging the military and the police. You know what? Stay there. Let's see if you can do a few more minutes. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.